good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. You can call, you can text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Representative Mark Pocan from the 2nd Assembly District is going to be joining us, we hope, around 10:33.
Very excited.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah.
Hopefully this will fly. So we're going to stay flexible.
If not, you're stuck with us.
Well, exactly. You're pretty much stuck with us for the next 2 hours anyway. But we have a lot of things to talk about with Representative Pocan. We had mentioned, if you heard the promo from yesterday, that we wanted to talk about the Postal Service and Louis DeJoy. But there's something else that his office is focusing on. And it looks like some, I don't know, potentially nefarious dealings between an oil company executive trying to help fix prices. That seems bad.
Wow, Jane.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, color me shocked.
Mm. So, again, Representative Mark Pocan is scheduled to join us coming up at 10:33, so stay tuned for that. 11 o'clock, after the 11 o'clock news, Journal Sentinel investigative reporter who's been on our show a number of times, John Dietrich, is going to come back. He had done a series of stories in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about gun deaths in Wisconsin and was shocked to find how many gun deaths are related to suicide.
Yes.
So they had a meeting.
Ooh, that interview.
It's such a good series, and we'll put the links up to those articles in the show notes after the show is over. But they held a meeting in Wausau last week.
Yeah.
And trying to bring together gun owners and mental health professionals. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so we're going to find out what some of those discussions were at this panel that they had in Wausau last week. So that is coming up at 11:06. And then, as she always does, 11:33, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. So if you have health-related questions, doesn't have to be OBGYN-related, but you can always email those to us at janesays, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays at civicmedia.us. And then we'll put it on the plan and we can talk about it next week.
Last week she diagnosed my wiggly muscle arm.
That's right. Greg had a twitch.
Yeah, I have a twitch.
We all get those twitches.
Yeah, I know. It's just, but when you see it and other people see it.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's your body just is off doing strange things. I hope everybody made it through the storms yesterday.
I certainly did.
Well, and you live in Kenosha.
Yeah.
And I live on the northwest side of Milwaukee. And we didn't really get anything.
Same here.
I mean, one of my neighbors did lose a pretty big tree branch when I was coming into work this morning, just about a block away.
Yeah.
But I didn't see a whole lot of damage. We're fortunate because western parts of Wisconsin just got creamed.
Yes.
Creamed. Calvin, where's your house? Where do you guys live?
Exact address, please.
I live in southwest Waukesha County.
And how did you fare last night?
I don't think we had damage, but I definitely heard it. It was loud as far as thunder and lightning, and the house was creaking a little bit with the wind.
That's freaky.
Yeah, we got windy, and it was never, I don't even know if it got like gray skies out, because when we were starting to see the tornado watches be announced, we still had like blue skies outside. And so, but once we saw the tornado watch, we're like, we're not going for a walk.
Good.
We're staying inside.
That's wise.
And it just got windy, and this morning I woke up, it was windy. So and I reached out to Brittany Merlot, because we know we have access to wonderful meteorologists here.
Yes,
at
we do.
Civic Media. So Brittany Merlot and Corey Hartman, I reached out to Brittany. I said, hey, can you give me any updates that what might be happening as far as Kenosha's effect? She sent me an image. It was literally like just the state is covered in various colors of severity, and there's this little slice at the bottom.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So if you were in that little corner, good for you. Not the case for so much of the rest of the state of Wisconsin. Journal Sentinel this morning, over 40,000 people are without power. Obviously, this involves three different utilities. It's Wisconsin Public Service, We Energies, and also Madison Gas and Electric, reporting almost 44,000 people without power at 6:35 this morning. The biggest outage is in the Madison area. And unfortunately, at least for Madison Gas and Electric, they say customers should plan to be in the dark for multiple days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But again, if you have all those downed trees and if you have substations that were damaged and all these downed wires and everything, It takes a while to clean up.
Yes, it does.
And so try and be patient. We've talked about this before. We talked to Brendan from We Energies,
yes.
About if there's a down power line, don't go near it. Don't touch it. Don't try and fix it yourself. You want to call your electricity provider, your utility provider, and let them know where it is, because people get electrocuted.
Unless you're an electrician from MIT, still call. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
I would never, ever put on the hat of like, well, if I just, no. What if I just picked up my phone? It actually begs the argument in my head too of, do we get one of those, you know, standalone generators for the house? Because weather is getting worse and worse, and, you know, 4 days of, you know, it's not like, you know, we'll put some candles on and tell some story. That's spoiled food.
Exactly.
That is a lot going on there. That's water. I mean, like, well, can't get water.
If you have sump pumps.
Yes, exactly.
And
I do.
And you don't have a battery for your sump pump.
Yep, I got one of those.
Yeah, you want a backup battery for the sump pump, because that can really be a mess.
Yeah.
So just please try and be patient and be very, very careful and yes, help please. Out your neighbors if you can. We mentioned Corey Hartman, who is a civic media engineer and also a meteorologist. And we had him on the show yesterday.
Yep.
Talking about what was coming. I watched him for 3 hours last night on his YouTube channel.
Okay.
Riveted? He is so good.
Yeah.
And so knowledgeable. And I know he had two big computer screens that he was looking at, but he knows every road.
Yeah.
All over the state of Wisconsin. He's in, you know, you want to stay, it's, well, if you're on Highway 18, if you're on Highway 22, you know, it's like, it's not even marked on the graphic that you're showing up here. That's, how do you know that?
Storm chasing.
I highly recommend next time there's severe weather, it's Severe Studios.
So Twitter, you can go to @SevereStudios. I know they have a YouTube station as well. You can go there and you can find out what's going on. It's up to the minute, up to the second, I think.
Or yeah.
Probably just up to, very accurate weather reporting. And Corey recommended them. Corey's a part of it?
Corey is the main part of it.
Oh, okay.
And also great. Drew was there as well, and he had another helper too.
Yeah.
We're going to have him back on to talk about that, and certainly the next time we have any severe weather coming our way. But that was minute by minute updates. It was incredible to watch, just with all of this information that's coming in, and he has to disseminate all of this information without his head going.
I can barely read articles and be like, I got to go take a break. It's fine.
It was great. It was great. What did you experience? What was it like in your neighborhood as those storms went through late yesterday into last night? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, just talking about The
weather.
Huge line of storms that went through. And this was all the way through Iowa.
Yeah.
And it was just this enormous line of storms. Speaking of Iowa, Greenfield, Iowa, a town of 2,000, was pretty much blown off the map.
Yeah, I heard about this.
It's terrible. It's just terrible. The town's hospital damaged. At least a dozen people were hurt, had to be taken to facilities elsewhere. There have been fatalities. They are still counting at this time. They're trying to get everyone accounted for, which is very difficult when you have all that debris and all that damage. The tornado destroyed much of Greenfield, Iowa. That's located about 55 miles southwest of Des Moines. And then I saw this come up on my Twitter feed this morning. Debris in Greenfield, Iowa was lofted to 40,000 feet.
Yeah.
That's as high as planes fly.
Yep.
As commercial airliners fly.
Yeah.
Isn't the average about 37,000 feet?
35
for cruising altitude?
Yeah, yeah. That's about 7.5 miles in the air.
Debris height is proportional to tornado strength, indicating that this was either an EF4 or an EF5. The last EF5 tornado in the U.S. was 11 years ago.
I just have a feeling that the next EF5 is going to be in a month. You know what I mean? It just feels like these are happening with more and more frequency, and now we're just going to, it'll become a semi-regular thing.
And the strength of these storms and the strength of the winds.
I mean, they talk about the fact that in EF3s and 4s, just a little debris can cause serious injury.
Absolutely.
So I don't even want to imagine what EF5. I mean, that's the thing, is like, that's one of the things I want to talk to Corey and or Brittany, or maybe all of them, and just say, like, you know, they talk about the weather and they talk about, and Brittany is very just like, here we go, this is a cold front running in, but she's a storm chaser as well.
Yes.
And she can talk to the violence that these storms can cause.
Well, just think about a piece of a fence being ripped off and directed right at you.
I've seen the movie Twister. I don't want to.
Good point.
It's true. I mean,
but like, it is true. I mean, debris, I think, is where a lot of people get seriously injured and killed.
Yeah.
Is being hit by something that's flying.
Stay inside. Stay in the basement if you have a basement. If not, find a safe space. Just don't go outside.
Yeah. And one other thing, and thank you so much, Tim, who emailed into Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Tim is the long-haul truck driver.
Yeah.
And he had checked in with us last month, I want to say, when we were talking about deer.
Yes.
And deer car collisions. And unfortunately, he had never hit a deer until he heard us talking
and
about
then,
hitting
and then
deer.
We came along.
Yeah, and then we came along and ruined his record. But we were talking yesterday about driving with your hazards.
Yes.
On in the fog.
Yes.
Or in very heavy rain. And so Tim just wanted to say, as a truck driver, here's my take on using your hazards in bad weather. I only use them on my car if I'm stopped and disabled on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if weather is bad, I just slow down and pay super close attention, asking myself, and this is really important, how much room do I need to come to an immediate safe stop if I have to stop immediately? So I keep adjusting my speed based on that, which is really smart. When I'm in my tractor semi, I have on occasion had my hazards on while driving slowly in the right because of intense fog or heavy snow. I might be doing 45 in a 70. I want to signal to other drivers my excessively slow speed in case they're rolling the dice and coming up behind me at the full speed limit. And Tim also threw in there, Tuesday morning, I had almost every driver flying by me at full speed in minimal visibility. I just can't believe people's mob mentality when they're on the road. You can join us, 855-752-4842. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. No matter where you are listening to the show, if you're in Oshkosh or Amory or Hayward or in La Crosse. You can always join the show. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And just a reminder to download the free Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. That way you can listen to all of the shows across all of the Civic Media stations, no matter where you are. And then you can call and text directly from the app. It's very handy. And as we mentioned, it is absolutely free. We were talking about the storms that blasted through Wisconsin, certainly parts of Iowa. Huge storm system, really damaging winds. This poor little town in Iowa, Greenfield, Iowa, town of 2,000 people, essentially wiped off the map yesterday, and they still don't have a full accounting of the number of fatalities. Also, if you're in the Madison area, there are other outages kind of spread across the state. Mm-hmm. They are working on it, certainly, trying to get power restored, but at least in Madison, they're saying it could be a couple of days.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're not going to get, you know, 90-degree heat.
Yeah,
in the next couple of days, I don't think that's supposed to be happening.
I don't think so. I think that, yeah, we're going to, well, yeah, it's going to be the next few days is going to be in the low mid 70s around this area. But, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody how to live their life or how to think. But I will say, if you're calling places with questions, just remember they're getting so many calls.
Yeah.
Please have patience.
Please.
And the people taking the calls, please have patience because people don't have power. So, you know, they'll get, it's, you'll get through it together, and they'll get to you, and they'll get it fixed.
Was there any damage in your neighborhood? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Hoping everybody made it through okay. I know there were some people lost roofs and had certainly trees down. Carol Hornig, who lives in the Madison area, shared a picture in one of our chats this morning of this enormous tree and this huge chunk of sidewalk that just blew over with it.
Yep. It wasn't torn in half. It was
the whole thing.
The
went
whole
over.
Thing came over with the cement attached to the tree.
Yeah. So that, again, when we're talking 70, 80, I think at one point, Corey might have said 85 mile an hour winds.
Oh my gosh.
So much destruction. So we're going to talk to Brittany Merlot.
Yes.
She'll be joining us on Thursday, as she always does, for Weather and Wine. We'll get a little update from her as well. Calvin, you said that there's a new Twister movie coming out?
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it the last time I saw a movie a couple months ago. And yeah, I don't know. I never saw the original. It doesn't look great.
No.
The original is really pretty good.
In the theater.
Well, I've watched it at home. I'm sure in the theater, just the sounds must really cut through you.
It's terrifying in the theater. It feels like the tornado is going to come through and just take the whole thing away.
So is this a sequel to Twister?
I don't think it's a reboot. I don't know if it's a full sequel. I just know that the first one's called Twister. This one's called Twisters.
Oh, great.
Kind of like, you know.
Oh, good.
My guess, in all, like nowadays with all these movies that are doing legacy sequels that are like, you know, 25, 30, sometimes 40 years since the last one, they sprinkle little references to the first one in there. Maybe there's a character, maybe, you know, someone shows up older, like, I used to chase storms when I was your age and I saw a minivan flipped on its wig. There are going to be probably some sort of reference in there about the old movie.
Well, they can, Helen Hunt can make it a little appearance because tragically, Philip Seymour Hoffman and
Bill Paxton
are both gone.
Yeah, they're both gone.
Which is really tragic.
Yeah, I can't see Philip Seymour Hoffman in today's day and age signing on to the Twister sequel, though.
Well, and certainly not the character that he played in that movie.
No, he was, oh my gosh, that was just pure fun.
It was. Ben from Richland Center, maybe it's son of Twister.
hey, it's 2024. Maybe it's daughter of Twister.
It could be daughter of Twister. Twins of Twister. Exactly. You know, there's all.
Twinsters. Thank you.
So much potential there. So much potential.
Or it could just be called Cow. I love that line. You got to see the movie to know the line. But yeah.
Calvin, it's worth it just for that line. You should see the original Twister. We got cows.
Oh, yeah, we got cows.
We got cows.
I think it's the same cow.
I'll have to check it out. This new one has Glenn Powell in it. And I don't know. I've seen like trailers of movies with him in it. And he just, I don't know. Kind of weirds me out.
Kevin's got a Glenn Powell version. Okay. That and New Bacon.
Who is Glenn Powell?
He's an actor. He's kind of like one of the hot actors right now. He's not.
Is he a Timothy Chalamet?
No, he's
He's like more like a 30s type looking guy.
He's honestly not like
a teenager looking guy Timothy Chalamet.
He's 35 years old. Because I looked at him because I thought he was a different actor. I thought he was on Game of Thrones and I realized it was just a completely different actor on Game of Thrones. He's a 35 year old. He's got that Brad Pitt like gruffy, like, you know, I'm tough, but then, you know, put me in a sweater and I can be in a Christmas movie and learn about love.
Maybe that's what throws me off about him is that he does kind of look vaguely like Nicholas Coster-Waldau, Jamie Lannister from Game of Thrones.
Oh, see, that's not even the guy I was thinking
of. That wasn't the guy you were thinking
of? I thought
it
was Littlefinger, the guy who played Littlefinger.
He kind of looks like those two, like,
Glenn
combined.
Powell, we didn't expect to talk about this, but Glenn Powell, diversity in his acting and his looks.
Well, now I'll have to Google
it. He's a handsome gentleman.
Okay. Another text from Ben in Richland Center listening on WRCE. I always thought the original Twister was almost science fiction. Meteorologists often chuckle their way through it. Again, we'll ask Brittany Merlot about that, whether or not that movie has any accuracy at all. I'm curious to know if it can pick up a cow. And then have it come back.
Brittany,
and
if you're
the cow is fine.
Brittany, if you're listening right now, I bet you $50 within 35 to 40 seconds, we get a text from Corey saying, well, actually.
And Sam from Milwaukee listening here on WAUK, feeling like I live in a bubble. I wasn't aware of any of this severe weather over in North Milwaukee.
Well,
it was that little corner. There was this little slice.
It was really weird because, we were told early in the week, 2 days ago, that we weren't really going to get a lot of this. But the way people were talking is, like you were saying in our chats, like, stay home, stay safe. Like, oh my gosh, what is going to happen here? And then to get virtually nothing and then see a tree uprooted from the sidewalk, that's bonkers.
Well, and it's just another indication of, just because it isn't happening to you doesn't mean it's not happening. And that could be applicable to so many things.
Oh, Jane, where do I start with that statement?
We don't have time. News is coming up next. When we return, hopefully Representative Mark Pocan from the 2nd Assembly District will be here to talk about, price fixing with an oil executive. Sounds like a game. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Kelvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join our conversation. You can call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our next guest join us. Thank you for carving out some time for us. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan, representing Wisconsin's 2nd Assembly District. Good morning, Representative Pocan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
We're going to talk to you about Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. I understand he's really delightful. I can't wait to talk more about him. But we wanted to start off with, we saw your new spot this morning, Mr. Pocan, about this oil company executive maybe making a couple deals with OPEC. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
You know, this didn't get a lot of attention and should have got a lot more. The Federal Trade Commission, which I think is doing an amazing job. Joe Biden has put Lina Khan as the chair, and she's been going after these big corporations that are ripping off consumers in a number of ways, generally through consolidation. But they did an action against this oil company executive who just sold his company to Exxon, who we found out there's been hundreds of private and public messages he's had with OPEC, which is a Saudi Arabian organization, to price fix and supply fix oil to make consumers in Wisconsin and across the country pay more for gasoline. And the fact that, you know, I did the math on this at $1 a gallon in difference, which is very likely what the difference is if you start doing this, that's something like $160 billion with a B a year cost to consumers in extra prices so that this guy can have an extra vacation or two a year with his family. And the FTC did say he can't be appointed to the board of directors for Exxon for a number of years. But, you know, I think we need to do a little more. I think orange is the new black. I'd like to see this guy in a jumpsuit. I think that's what we need to do with these people. But between some of the food giants doing this on food prices and oil execs doing this on gas prices, too many consumers are getting ripped off.
We've talked about this quite a bit on the show about greedflation. And we all see it when we go to the grocery store. We all know the price of things are up. And yes, we still have inflation compared to other G7 countries. We're far better off than anybody else. And it is about greed. It is about price fixing. Yeah. It is about
gouging.
It is about gouging. And I think, too, when you're only talking about a buck, that doesn't seem like so much, so it's kind of easily missed. But when you add it up like that, that's enormous. Woof, that's a lot of money.
It's still $20 a week for my tank of my Jeep Wrangler, okay? If I'm paying a dollar more than I should be because of these oil executives. And if everyone does that per year, suddenly, that's $1,000 a year. That's a lot of money out of what otherwise you could be spending money on a vacation or maybe a snowmobile or whatever, your luxury is in Wisconsin. But, this is exactly gouging. And, I think, one, the president should call us out. This just happened this month. I mean, we should really be highlighting this more, and I wish the president would be more aggressive because, as you said, we had worldwide inflation when the world reopened post-COVID. I understand you had limited supply. Everyone was open. You had a lot of demand. And Joe Biden clearly didn't cause inflation for the world, the planet, right? So that takes away any argument that this is Joe Biden's fault. But when we're watching, while many areas have gone down and Joe Biden has gone after and reduced costs on healthcare and energy for us in other ways, this is a few lingering things. And, it's largely big companies behaving badly at costing consumers.
Representative Mark Pocan is our guest. He represents Wisconsin's 2nd Assembly District. And I have to think back also, Mr. Pocan, to when Donald Trump had a fundraiser for oil company executives and essentially said, just, give me $1 billion and I'm going to overturn all environmental protections and you guys can just do whatever you want.
Well, that's 1/150th of what the cost to consumers is, right? Just a price fix us at $1 a gallon. That seems like a bargain, right? It's a good investment. But this is what you'll get more of with Donald Trump. I mean, don't forget his tax break, the largest adding to our nation's debt in history. 83% of the money went to the top 1%. So, I just saw polling this morning where people think the economy is not going well and they're blaming Joe Biden and they're outright wrong on every major statistic, but it's MAGA, and unfortunately MAGA, I think, is letting in many cases racism and other issues, the cult-like behavior they have with Donald Trump, ignore the reality that they had now because of the investments that we're doing in infrastructure. People have jobs coming up for years in construction, which is a good thing. The bad thing is they're paying more out of pocket for some things because of these big companies and because of Trump and Trump's donors who are going to allow these actions to continue.
And I guess I just want to clarify, oil companies and oil company executives have really been struggling
the last few years.
It's been...
Jane, can we be a little nicer to them? It's tough times.
I know, they're having tough times.
Yeah.
And this is the craziness. So I had three different meetings last week with the Biden campaign and the administration, and every single one I've recommended they be more aggressive on this. I saw some polling actually by Clinton's old pollster, who's married to Rosa DeLauro, who's like one of my favorite members, colleagues in Congress. She's from Connecticut and would be, when we take the majority, she'll be the chair of the Appropriations Committee, which is really important. And I serve on that committee. But that polling showed that, people, infrastructure and abortion are a little lower on the list, I think, than the Biden campaign thinks. But cost of living is very front and center in mind. And Joe Biden's done so many good things when you test him. He's got a great message. I mean, if you're a senior out of Medicare, $2,000 max out of pocket for prescriptions, saving people thousands of dollars, $35 limit on insulin. But unfortunately, Republicans only let us do it for people on Medicare. And for the first time ever, we're negotiating for prescription drug prices through Medicare, taking on Big Pharma. There's 15,000 lobbyists in Washington, of which 10% are Big Pharma alone. And Joe Biden is taking them on for consumers. That's the kind of messaging we need to get out there.
You mean not that our Big Pharma executives, again, are struggling because they only have 3 villas and they really want 4.
Exactly. And, again, I think part of the interesting part of this one poll I just saw is people are ignoring their own financial well-being under Joe Biden in order to kind of live this MAGA lifestyle. And, I think we just got to talk to the normal people out there, and there are plenty in Wisconsin, so that they vote their best interest this November.
And that's one of the things we talk about, sir, is that people have this very insular look at the economy. They think, because I'm not making so much money, because I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that, the economy is terrible. When we have to look at job creation, we have to look at growth, we have to look at quarterly growth, and are we inching near recession or not? And the numbers, pure and simple, say that we are in great economic growth. There is inflation. We need to take care of that. But that's one of the things we talk about. And one of the reasons why we have you here is to get that out there and be like, yes, it might be tough in your home. You might be pulling on the belt a little bit more, but the economy is good. And that's because you have a government that's fighting for you. I know some people might be laughing as I say that, but the numbers do not lie. The numbers don't take your feelings into consideration. They're good numbers.
Yeah, and taking on Big Pharma is a big effing deal, as the president would say, right?
Yeah.
You know, they are like the cartel of cartels. And, you know, they make the Colombians look like, you know, pikers, right? Like, what are they up to? Come on. We're Big Pharma. He's taking them on. Yeah. And this is huge. And we're going to actually lower the cost of healthcare for people. And he's also doing that on the energy side while investing in renewable energies as well. Like right now, there's a site, rewiringamerica.org, that people should check out. If you want to know how you can benefit from anything we did in the Inflation Reduction Act, as far as buying fuel efficient appliances and the tax credits you can get for solar and all this other stuff, it's rewiringamerica.org. And people can find out everything that you can get where you live. And yes, I just always like to mention that website. Yeah.
I know we only have you for a couple of more minutes, Representative Pocan. So let's talk a little bit about the charming and lovely Louis DeJoy and what is going on with the post office and what is coming up next. So
I can honestly say I've never heard charming and loving in the same sentence as Louis DeJoy, just so you know, ever. So actually, he did do one thing I didn't think was possible. He unified Democrats and Republicans. We had a private meeting. He refused to do it public. He did it in the Senate for public, but he didn't trust, I guess, us in the House. And Democrats and Republicans almost unanimously were hand in hand saying, you suck. What you are doing is awful for our constituents. It's not a right-left issue. It's a you are awful issue when it comes to Postmaster DeJoy. In Wisconsin, he took all the processing centers and consolidated them to one in Milwaukee. He's doing this right now in Georgia, 10 processing centers in the state of Georgia down to one in Atlanta. And guess what? Democrats and Republicans represent Georgia, and they're not real happy with the service. And all he does is talk about the cost savings. It was the end of a meeting when he finally said, you know, the mission is to get the mail out. I'm like, it would have been good if you started with that sentence. I would have thought you understood the mission. But I'm not so sure you do. So, you know, it was interesting because I literally was fist bumping with Republicans that normally we would be doing other things with our fists, you know, and he brought unity to Congress. See, so I'm going to give him credit.
We can do things together. We can actually, unite across the aisles and actually agree on things. It's actually possible.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, when I started telling him some of the stories, because he wrote me a non-letter back saying, oh, weather was bad. No, actually, winter was not that bad in Wisconsin. And he had some other excuses. But we had people waiting 5 days for mail. It's been really awful.
Representative Mark Pocan, thank you so very, very much for taking some time to talk to us today. I hope we can have you on back again when you have more time.
Yeah, I'd love to anytime. Sorry this morning. I know it got a little weird.
Really
no
appreciate
worries,
it.
Sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank
have a
you.
Wonderful day.
Thanks a lot.
Representative Mark Pocan, representing Wisconsin's 2nd Assembly District. Really grateful to have him join us on the show today.
And also hear Congressman say, you suck.
I really wanted to ask him. We didn't have time. Derek Van Orden, along with some other House Republicans, of course, are going to Normandy on June 6th to jump out of a plane. And I really wanted to ask him if he was going to join them or maybe offer to pack the chutes. Somebody's got to pack them.
I mean, it's hard work. You know, it's really hard work when you're not taking care of the farmers that you say you care about.
Right.
You're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fly to Israel in the time of an important vote. And when the country is sort of teeter-tottering here with leadership, but also let's go skydiving.
I mean, we have a two vote majority.
Yeah. And
or
also
a one vote majority. Yeah. Let's go jump out of planes. It'll be great.
Who's going to pay for this? Doesn't matter. Probably the people.
We have a comment on the live stream from Tony, just a suggestion. Maybe he could give them a push out of the plane.
I said nothing, Tony. I don't agree with that. I don't.
We don't want
disagree with that.
We're joking.
I'm just a guy sitting here listening to a congressman talk and saying, Louis DeJoy, you suck. That was chef's kiss highlight of the week, listening to a congressman say you suck.
Great moments in Wisconsin political history.
Only here on Matt and Air on Air.
Right here on this program, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here.
But thank you so much to the congressman for spending some
Absolutely.
Time with us.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it.
They actually do things.
And big thanks to the people behind the scenes,
Absolutely.
Too. I think they don't get, as one
Enough
of those
credit.
People, I was one of those people, they, you know, wrangling is not easy.
Well, you got 47 meetings and everybody's yeah. pulling at you and everybody wants something, right?
Yes, so exactly.
There's a lot that goes on behind. And as you said, Greg, those people behind the scenes, all the staff, support staff and everything,
yeah,
they never get any accolades. So
I'm sending it. Matthew and Dane,
Thank
big
you.
Accolades to you.
Thank you so very much. All right, stay close. Pewaukee Farmers Market is underway and Civic Media's very own Johnny Watermelon is going to be out there. He is joining us next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's go to the farmer's market, fresh food to eat. Lots of fruits and vegetables, enough for you and me.
Good Lord.
Welcome back. Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator coming through on the board. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin, Calvin pulled that particular song just for you, our next guest.
I got to tell you, Calvin, you made me chuckle there, dude. That was pretty good. You know, you remind me of the Great Oz behind the curtain there, pulling all the levers and stuff, but that was a winner there, Calvin. Thank you so much. Calvin, that was a great intro.
Calvin is the producer. He's all powerful.
I yes, do what I is. Can.
All powerful. He controls
everybody. Made me chuckle.
He controls everybody's volume. Without Calvin, we got nothing. So.
Yeah,
right. Johnny Watermelon, you are going to be out at the Pewaukee Farmers Market all summer long, and it's today. It's Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, they do their deal on Wednesdays. They change their location. So they're over at the Galilee Lutheran Church in the parking lot there. I'll tell you, it's a great venue. It's easy to get to. If anybody's familiar with the Pewaukee area, it's just right across from where you normally would turn into the 5 o'clock club, which has been there forever. But church there, the Galilee Lutheran Church is hosting this event, and it's really kicked off quite well. Norm Bruce has done a nice job putting that all together, and they got some really great things. And I know, Jane, there's one in particular that you like. I scored up something from Pig and Pastry for you last week, and I could see you're kind of lighting up again. It's one of those things. They've kind of got a little competition over there with Sweet and Sassy. And I think, Greg, you might have had some of that Mississippi Mud Bar that I brought over. So
I had a lot of it.
There's a few vendors over there that are just really carry some great, high-quality, homemade products, you know. So I'm just so excited to have this new venue. And 5:40 a.m., Waukesha radio station is there to support them. So please come on down and get some great vegetables. And really, it's a wonderful place to just see people and interact with the community. And speaking about that, so here's something a little different that the Pewaukee Farmers Market does. They have a campfire community conversations thing. So it's ran by Troop 87 there. And what they do is they have this big fire pit. So locals around the area can come in and just kind of shoot the breeze a little bit and get to know each other and not have this confrontational kind of thing.
Where we all have to fight about everything all
the
time.
Yeah, yeah. It's really kind of a relaxed environment. So they do a really nice job there. And who doesn't want to support the Scouts? So that's one that kind of thing that sets them apart a little bit. And then next week, I think it's going to be a little different too, is they're going to have the Big Guys Magic company down there, and they're going to show some magic tricks and how all that works. And doesn't need a little magic in their life, right?
Anytime.
So I thought that was kind of interesting how Norm put that together. So this is going to be some fun events down there.
What time does it start?
It starts at 3 o'clock and goes until 6:30.
When does the magic start? I'm asking this question for Jane right now. Because her face lit up just like sweet pastries.
I think you're going to have to wait until more of that 6 o'clock hour.
For the magician?
Yeah.
Worth the wait.
For the Big Guys Magic folks.
It's called Magic Hour.
The Magic Man. They're going to make you wait. And you mentioned pig and pastry. And I shared that scone with Greg. Well, you brought two scones.
You brought two scones.
My favorite is the maple and bacon, which will change your life. And it's so good.
And I had the raisin and something or other.
And cinnamon, I think.
Yes. And it was so good because it wasn't, say it on three, one, two, three, dry. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Scones are normally so dry.
And hard. They're just really tough. It's like you got to dunk them in coffee to get there.
Exactly.
You can start a riot with it. Throw a scone through a window.
So Rebecca does a fabulous job. And I've been a customer of hers for a long time. She does a lot of great stuff. But those scones.
They're so good.
They're off the hook.
Yeah.
So please come down. Check it out. And if you don't get there early.
They're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah. She's only got so many. She's got a pretty small setup.
Yeah, but there's enough there. If you get there early, you'll get some.
I love listening to how excited Johnny gets for the farmer's market time. It's wonderful.
But Johnny is a people person.
I love interacting with them. I think it's one of the greatest venues ever.
This was not a criticism. I truly love it. You are like our... You are literally, I believe, Civic Media's farmer's market ambassador.
Well, thank you.
You take us to different places. You introduce this network to... wonderful people, and then you come back with stories, and more importantly, sweet treats for me and Jane.
Yeah, so I'm kind of buttering you guys up, though, right? Well, dang it, Calvin, you're gonna have to let me know if you like something. We'll get you hooked up.
We'll get Calvin set up too.
Okay, so I gotta tell you,
squirt soda. Get him squirt.
Another little story about I heard this rumor about this vendor that's at the Pewaukee market.
Yeah,
I've been at several farmers markets. Okay. And a couple of people came by and they said, dude, you got to check out this sourdough vendor. And I'm thinking, well, you know, okay, I got a guy that I like at the Waukesha market, but you know, what's the skinny?
What can it hurt?
I go next to him and they got it all set up and apparently they do something really special with their sourdough. So I bought some and I took it home and it was really fabulous.
Really?
It was just had that nice crust on top, but very soft and moist on the inside. You hit it with a little warm butter. You're a Nirvana man. I'm telling you what, it was really good. Okay. So now that is so cool. But the other cool part about it is that the two guys that run the thing, they're like two younger dudes and they're musicians. And I walk up to the guy and I kind of do my thing. It's like, hey, I'm Johnny Watermelon from WAUK 540 AM 101 FM. And he looks at me deadpan. He goes, my name's Darren. I make bread.
But that's the most amazing bread ever.
It's so good. You know, so I'll have to get some more today and bring it in and give you a real taste of what that's like. So that guy kind of knocks it out of the park, really, with that sourdough bread. So they make all kinds of different stuff in the sourdough vein. So that market runs through May 15th through August 16th from 3 to 6:30 p.m. It's a little bit smaller venue. But it's really personal.
Yeah.
I really like that thing. There's a couple of weird kind of vendors in there that I just love that you get a chance to kind of interact with all these little different eclectic kind of interesting vendors. And it's really free enterprise at its best. You know, these are hardworking folks.
Yes. Go support them.
That are taking a little risk. So please come on out and support them and stop by our booth and we'll have a little chat.
Johnny Watermelon from Civic Media going to be out at the Pewaukee Farmers Market this afternoon from 3 until 6:30. Make sure you stop out there, pick up some sourdough bread, pick up some scones. You'll be happy that you did. Thank you so much, Johnny. Really appreciate it. Have fun
You're
this
welcome,
afternoon.
Jane.
Stay with us. News is coming up next. keep it right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's go to the farmer's market, fresh food to eat. Lots of fruits and vegetables, enough for you and me. Honey, cheeses, and fresh baked pies. Herbs and flowers right before your eyes. Peaches, mangoes, apples, kiwi, lettuce and spinach and lots of green peas. Tomatoes, potatoes and broccoli. Onions, carrots and zucchini. Blueberries, blackberries, strawberries.